from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today's another beautiful day in the presence of God. The Most High God will continually be with us. It shall be our season of greatness. The year is flying. The year is moving on. What are the plans that you have for the year 2022? 3 days has gone. Today is the fourth day. What are your plans? What are your resolutions? Don't procrastinate this year. Procrastination is enemy of progress. Work in the might of the Lord. Let everything that you have in mind be put in place. Work at time per time. Don't push it over. Work on it now. Do what you ought to do. For nobody plan to fail, but most people fail to plan. Work in the integrity of the word of the Lord. Work closer to God. And this year shall be fulfilling. You shall be victorious on every side in the mighty name of Jesus. That is done. For those of you that are celebrating your birthday today, I say happy birthday. My sons and daughters that are celebrating birthday, my friends, my brothers, my big brothers, my colleagues, the high and mighty, I celebrate every one of you. Today's your day. But remember, every day of our life, every second counts, minutes counts, hours counts, days counts, months counts, weeks counts. And you have clocked another year today. In your new age, you shall be fulfilling in Jesus' mighty name. It shall be from glory to glory. And those that are marking or celebrating a special day, one special day or the other, I rejoice with you. Many more special days in Jesus' mighty name. Positive ones in Jesus' name. That is done and settled. Today, brethren, I want us to look into the word of the Lord again from the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 14. Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 14. And it read, "And shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken and performed it, saith the Lord." Brethren, in this new year, you will occupy. In this new year, you will be fulfilled. In this new year, you will achieve great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. Look at what the Lord said. He said, in this new year, the Lord said it. He said, "I will put my spirit in you." That's what I'm talking about, the spirit of the Lord. Allow the spirit of the Lord, let it dwell in you. You cannot be empty. Nobody is empty. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in you. With God, all things are possible. And the word of the Lord in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 says, "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me." Brethren, the spirit of the Lord, he said, "I will put that spirit in you so that you will be able, whatsoever good thing you lay your hand upon shall prosper." You will come alive and you will be able to be focused. You will focus, you remain focused on that good thing that you are doing. Don't waver. Don't go helter-skelter. Stay. Wait upon the Lord. Do what you're supposed to do. That is when you will know. You know, there's nobody that can ever achieve anything by his or her own power. According to the word of the Lord in the book of Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, he says, "Not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord." Brethren, this year, be more focused upon the Lord. Great and mighty things will happen in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. As we go in the journey of life, we need power. We need power. You know, spirit means power. We need power. To move forward, we need power. When you look at Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, He empowers us. He empowered me. He empowered others. He empowers every one of us to flourish, to make it in life. Brethren, as you go in the journey of life, in this new year, you will not mess up with it in Jesus' mighty name. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23. "Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you." Brethren, turn to God. Don't say, "Because He has reproved me." Discipline means maturity. To be disciplined, it leads to maturity. It means maturity. Brethren, when you are concentrating on God more this year, before you do anything, you will know that the Spirit of the Lord is around you, is within you, and you will know what to do. You will ask Him, "Lord, what do you want me to do today? How do you want me to do it?" And the power of His glory and grace will work mightily upon our life this day in Jesus' mighty name. You will achieve greatness. you will move forward in the mighty name of Jesus. In this new year, great and mighty things that you have not witnessed before shall come upon your way in Jesus' mighty name. We are blessed through Christ. We are lifted through Him. We are empowered through Him and by Him. Brethren, get closer to God. In this year of victory, you will achieve greatness in Jesus' mighty name. Our blessing this year shall be back to back in Jesus' mighty name. You are blessed and lifted. Till tomorrow, when I'll be coming your way, enjoy the victory of the Lord. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365-130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 38 02 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.